Commentaries on St. Matthew, Tablet 20. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Matthew 12, verses 43 through 45. When a great soul comes, he tries to cleanse men from their wickedness and tell them the truth, so that they might progress. Because of his teachings and presence, the faults and untruths will leave them for some time. But if they do not follow his teachings, and instead become lost, they will go even further into Maya and ignorance. The very teachings which were supposed to be a blessing become a block in their way of understanding and a burden on them. So the last state of them will be worse than the first. That is exactly the message given in the Revelation, the last book of the Bible. After each prophet comes and brings a truth, those people who fail to follow, search, and understand the truth, and do not put away the dead bodies of the previous religions, Revelation 11, verse 9, so that they might receive the new prophet and teachings, will be struck with greater sufferings and tribulation until they might become awakened through these tribulations. Furthermore, there are different kinds of healing processes, physical, mental, and spiritual. When the spirit is cleansed by practices or through the understanding of God, truth, this is a spiritual healing. This is the highest kind of healing. When the truth behind the physical world is understood through mental faculties, the clarity of mind will occur. This is mental healing. When a problem in the body is corrected through healing energy, this is physical healing. This is the lowest healing. Healing can be done by the person himself or by another person. When a realized person helps another person to become realized also, it is a spiritual healing. When a teacher or professor mentally helps a person to understand the laws in the manifested world, he is performing mental healing. When a healer lays hands on people, or through massage therapy, reflexology, etc., and a person is healed, this is physical healing. In physical and mental healing, if the spirit is not cleansed and healed, the healing will not have a lasting effect. In the case of mental development, with spiritual inadequacy, that development will become dry intellect, which will become a burden. In physical healing, if spiritual and/or mental healing is not achieved, the healing will not last long, and the problem will return. In physical healing, when it is done through opening the spirit, because the aura of the person is opened, but the person is not ready to handle this change, he might open himself to the forces, which will make his state even worse than before. It is this state which the previous verses are referring to. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And then taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. That is why the healing should start from the spirit, then mental, and then physical. If the spirit and mind are not healed, emphasis on physical healing might result in even greater spiritual problems. The physical, mental, and spiritual, emotional bodies are interdependent. They should be healed and progress simultaneously to gain the greatest result. A balanced progress between them is the highest achievement. Scriptures and holy books of the Lord are healers of the spirit, as is though. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother, and sister, and mother. Matthew 12, verses 46 through 50. Parents are a tool through which we might receive a body, but in truth, our true Father is God, our mother is nature, our home is the universe, and those who do the will of the Father are our brothers and sisters. That is all there is for a true Son of God. There are no other relationships left for him. Parents should be respected and helped if they truly need it. But if they are not doing the will of the Father, a person does not have to be their slave. This is especially true for those who want to dedicate their lives for God's purpose.